Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. On September 21st, after spending the past year in consultation, the Intercultural Association's Indigenous Journey Project officially released their territorial acknowledgement, the first step in what Director of Impact and Innovation Megan Murchhart says is a five-year action plan achieved through a number of trainings and conversations at all levels of our organization. The plan is dedicated to helping new immigrants and refugees who the ICA helped become established build relationships with Coast Salish peoples and form an understanding of the history of the land they are occupying. The Indigenous Journey Project kicked off after receiving a two-year grant from Canadian Heritage on October 30th, 2019, in conjunction with the Call to Action Collaborative.
So this project, it's a two-year project. It's funded by Canadian Heritage, but we know that actually to do this work properly is going to take much more than the 2 years, so it will be a long-term way of working. But yeah, we were lucky to contract with the Call to Action Collaborative team, and they're really a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous elders and educators. And so in the first year of the project, the relationship was very much that they were guiding us through this process. So we were really leaning on them for the advice and the direction in terms of how to do this work in an intentional and meaningful way. And then we're now a year after that point. So that first year was really looking at what are the systems and structures and resources that are already in place within our organization to do this work. And then out of that and through a number of trainings and conversations at all levels of our organization, including, you know, right from board to clients, they developed a recommendation that from that we've now built out a five-year action plan. And so now the relationship's shifting a little bit. They're still very much guiding us, but more from a behind-the-scenes point. And that's really intentional so that we can make sure that we are being more sustainable in doing this work.
Murchhart listed two potential reasons for this type of work being necessary. The first being that certain research studies have pointed to the trend that many newcomers adopt a negative opinion and stereotype of Indigenous people.
There's a number of research and reports out there that actually very unfortunately say that newcomers quickly adopt a very negative stereotype of Indigenous peoples. And so as an organization that supports nearly 3,000 clients a year, we know that we have an opportunity and almost a responsibility to shift that narrative.
Another goal was to link the experiences of immigrants with those of Indigenous people to further the understanding that many immigrants' lives draw parallels to those of Indigenous people, as they both may have been the victims of similar types of oppression. Murchhart points to the importance of meaningful relationship building as a core part of the project.
And the other kind of interesting thing too, Sarah, is that, you know, a lot of our clients come from countries that have been colonized or have been victims of cultural genocide. And so they actually share similar narratives to Indigenous peoples here. I mean, that's one of our key lessons through this project is that it's so relational. And, you know, through the project, we're about a year and a half into it now. One of the activities that we held were focus groups with new immigrants. And I always remember the quote from one of them that said, you know, I've been here for 5 years and I've learned about Indigenous people, but I've never spoken to one. And so there's a real gap in terms of actually creating relationships and connections.
Part of this project is being mindful that the journey to reach their goals is as important as the goal itself. Murchhart spoke to the importance of the relationship they cultivated with the Call to Action Collaborative.
A big challenge is just being mindful that this work, to do it genuinely, takes a lot of time. And so because it is very much relationship-based and there's an Indigenous ways of working, such as sitting in circle, and sharing stories and sharing meals is that it is not our Western way of working. So it actually takes up a lot more time. But what we found throughout doing this project is that it has been such a positive investment in terms of how we work, because we've learned so much about our team that we would have never learned if we had just continued to do our Western way of meeting.
This meaningful way of interacting is partially why the COVID-19 pandemic put a delay on the momentum of this project.
Just as COVID hit, you know, it was actually interesting because on March 12th, we held our last meeting with this team, and we were all physically in the same boardroom. We were sharing a meal together, you know, hands were in the same shared dishes. And that was, for many of us, we remember that as being the last in-person meeting prior to COVID, because everything happened, you know, March 17th, 18th. So a lot of it was kind of put on hold because our organization needed to shift to look at virtual services and ensuring that clients were safe. So we made the decision to put this project on hold for a few months, but it's back up and running. And what that looks like now is working with an internal working group of ICA staff. And they represent different departments, so that we're really looking at creating a model where the recommendations that were from the call to action team and then with ICA staff are incorporated in a way that's really sustainable and effective for those departments.
In regards to the first step moving forward, EmergeHeart spoke of the importance of language and territorial acknowledgements.
So we're getting started and sort of looking at those recommendations, things like, you know, drafting up a land acknowledgement and having people be more comfortable with territorial acknowledgements. That's been something that sounds easy, but it actually takes a lot of time to become comfortable with that.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.